Hello, once again, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another episode for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. This is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where a group of podcasters get together and attempt to create a podcast a day and listen to everybody else's podcast a day through the month of August. This is the official first day. So I gave a quick rundown on episode zero, sort of as a test, and I really, really probably should have checked my infrastructure before that, because I just got a new personal laptop. That's all part of this retirement planning. My theme this year is the journey towards retirement. I'm not going to get into financial planning, so if you're looking for retirement information around that, plenty of other good podcasts and resources to pull from. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the project and the tasks and the emotions and whatnot goes into all of that coming up to this. On September 6th is my last deadline, and I had another thought and I lost it. It'll come back. In short, I have been planning for retirement basically since the day I started working at age 10. I started working for my dad, and he paid me a very nominal minimum wage. It wasn't even minimum wage. I think minimum wage at the time was about $3 an hour. And he gave me a 25 cents for working 2 hours. I really didn't do much. Just kind of sat and watched and learned about running a small business. We had a family dive shop. Later, we sold ski equipment, and I would learn a little bit about inventory. Like, hey, Chuck, go count how many DM-10 masks we've got. Okay, six. Oh, says we're supposed to have eight. Great, make a correction. I count six. Either I missed them or the book is wrong. So we learned the systems, and we learned many, many good skills. And I had been hearing pretty much all my life, oh, Social Security is going to run out in 1988, and then it was 1996, and then it was 2000, and it just kept moving forward. So I never really relied on Social Security for my financial security when I got older. I said, I need to sock away as much as possible, as soon as possible. And it really didn't start until I got a real 401k going at our last employer in my early to mid-20s. So Donna and I have been putting stuff there. We've been investing in stocks on our own. So the financial side of this has been going on for quite some time. It really started to come into sharper focus in terms of an exit strategy about 4 years ago. It was around 2020. I said, we should pick a date. Just throw a dart at the dartboard. What feels comfortable? So I picked 2025. I would be 60 years old. I'd be 15 years at service now. I'd reached the end of the alphabet because we have two releases a year. We just released Xanadu, so it would have been next year. Next spring would be Yokohama for Y and Z for Zurich in the fall. And I'd say, peace out, everybody. And over those years, I was taking random notes going, when I retire, what does that look like? How does this transition plan go? What does it look like for the podcast that I do for work? Who's going to run that? The keynote that I help coordinate, who's going to MC that? All of these different aspects of my roles and responsibilities either need to be killed or handed off or whatever. And it's easy to say, yeah, that's their problem. Take my advice. Do not give a 2-week notice for your retirement. That is the worst thing you could do. I gave a bit more notice, and I'll talk about the time frame and whatnot in the upcoming days. But I just wanted to start framing it up. And I was taking notes saying, here are the aspects I need to think about. And what does that mean when it finally comes down to a project plan? So that's the focus of this season. And hopefully that frames it up for you in a little clearer, concise plan. I will go into the time frame and how I started doing that. I think that's on tomorrow's agenda, so stick around for that. Also wanted to throw in a quick note. Oh, I know what it was. I'm a little scatterbrained because I had to get up early and get Donna to the airport. She's out for a couple of weeks, and I am here as a bachelor. I will be childless because my daughter Lisa will be going to Lithuania to join her husband and meet the in-laws for the first time since they've been married 5 years. So there's lots of stuff happening on this end. Also, I haven't decided on this, I may introduce my latest hobby along the way. So I'll surprise you with that if I get something that I can insert into the show without taking a long time. But I don't want to make these too long. I know as dog days go, they usually start short and get longer. I've paced these out. Hopefully mine will actually get shorter as we go. So the introduction has been made. You know what to expect. I am looking forward to hearing the other voices on the feed. Oh, scatterbrain. My lost thought, checking the infrastructure. I went to post yesterday's test episode. And because I had just gotten a new laptop, I didn't have CyberDuck to transfer the FTP the file to the website. I said, that's fine. I'll just SSH over there. Well, I did get CyberDuck and figure out the credentials, went into the password database, because you set these things up and 8 years later you get a new laptop and go, what was that? I did not use the migration assistant, various reasons. I'll get into that later. But I went to my freestyle website. The theme was gone. I was using like a 2023 generic theme that I don't remember. I don't know what happened to the old theme. It's not available. So I'm going to spend the weekend rebuilding some better version of the freestyle site. Fortunately, the plugins were there and the podcast did work. In the midst of all this, I was trying to like find my old theme in a backup copy on my NAS, and the NAS took a fart and went, it was down. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be building, go get a new NAS, especially while Donna checks out. She's like, what's this? It just was a calamity, a comedy of errors last night, trying to get things up and running. I got no theme on my website. I've got no backup. Finally got the NAS up and running. I got no FTP. I have no graphic to put on the album art. It's just, ugh. So the test one was truly a test and showed there's much work to be done. I should really do that in the weeks leading up to Dog Days of Podcasting, because that seems to be the only time I get freestyle up and running. Now it makes me want to go check the other websites, make sure they didn't get biffed in an upgrade or something. So I will do that as well. But until then, hope your journey is going better than mine. And I will talk to the Dog Days peeps on the Facebook group. I will talk to the rest of you on the Dog Days group and look forward to hearing from you. Take care. Bye.